The ultimate, we had a summer retreat this past week. God is Almighty, and He poured down wonderful grace in this summer retreat as well. Actually, I prepared another sermon, but giving thanks to the grace and love of God the Father, and so that we wouldn't forget His grace, we'd like to remember this past summit retreat. We had a retreat from Monday, and I went to the location the night before. And in a long time, I slept well even without air conditioning or fan. But when I came back to Seoul, I had to turn on the air conditioner. And just with a fan, it's really hard to get to sleep. In the morning of Monday, I had rehearsal for the campfire, praise and worship. The wind was so cool, and you can see the sky was covered by the clouds. So we had a very cool weather. You know, in this hot weather, even if there is wind, the wind itself is hot. Now you have this handheld fans. It's a kind of fashion in Korea, and so many of you have it, but because the air itself is so hot, the wind that coming out from the fan itself is so hot. But the wind that was in Muju, the retreat location, you could feel that it was cool. It wasn't hot at all. So Pastor Mi Young Lee said, if in Seoul, you know, if you use the handheld fan, the wind was hot, but in Muju, the breezes, the natural wind was so cool. But actually, the wind from the air conditioners, it's not, many people find it hard to get it directly, but this wind given by God, the heavenly breeze, it makes you cool, and it doesn't give you any uncomfortable feelings, uncomfortable sensations or coldness, or it doesn't hurt the skin. So it was a cool breeze all throughout the summer retreat. While rehearsing, I was practicing Manmin stand-up, and I stretched out my hand, and a dragonfly sat on my thumb, and it wouldn't fly away. It was, so I couldn't just shake it off, so I moved my arms, and it wouldn't just fly away, so it sat there with me singing together. So during the summer retreat, many of you had dragonflies on your body parts and your fingertips and your heads. And you sent these photos to GCN TV that we have seen this golden dragonfly for the first time, but kind of exotic dragonfly. So through so many clouds, God let us see many kinds of shapes, and especially on the first day, somebody took the V-shaped cloud. Also, after the dinner prayer meeting was over last night, a men's mission member showed to me. In the upper altar, we have this picture of being caught up. And there, we had this angel. And that was the speaker. And at the back of the speaker, we have this shape of an angel. And other than these, we have so many shapes. So if you look into them carefully, you can find the expression of God's love toward us. And also at night you saw moving stars and falling shooting stars. And I was thankful to hear about it. The weather, the temperature, it was really comfortable, pleasant. During the sermon in the summer retreat, and also Tuesday was good, and also you had your own time, or mission groups had different occasions. And by Wednesday, I already got the text message from some sisters that the weather was so different on Wednesday, the right next day. The weather was already changed by Wednesday morning. So they could feel the ordinary weather right from the Wednesday morning. So many people sent me these text messages. Even at noon, it was saying that it was so hot. But on Monday and Tuesday, it was so cool. So God protected us and kept us until our official events were over. Some people say, you shouldn't say Muju is always cool. Only when we have an event, that's when the weather is so cool. I've heard many analyses about the weather conditions in Muju from many church members. And also in the evening of Monday and Tuesday, Monday we had the main session, and Tuesday we had the campfire. And according to the weather forecast, rain was forecast both nights. And the time for the rain, forecast rain, it is exactly in the evening. And so did you get wet? No. Maybe you had a little bit of a drizzle, but it was over very quickly. Maybe it was like a little bit of a drizzle, like you sprayed something. But by the time the main session started, it was 27 degrees. And also the ground was already heated up. So some people could have felt it was hot. But when there was this drizzle, it soon went down to 25 degrees. And later we heard that the senior pastor harbored 25 degrees for the main session. So you could have this retreat without feeling hot. And probably we all felt that if senior pastor was with us, because he is with us, he would do everything necessary. And when it rained once, when the senior pastor was with us, when he prayed, the rain stopped immediately and the thick clouds opened up. It was split open and we could see the clear sky. And some of them even saw the stars. And the next year, we had the rain during the retreat, but you didn't even move. You remembered the India crusade. But that rain, it wasn't thick. So it was kind of a cooling down. It had the cooling effect. And so there was this breeze right after the rain. It was getting wet a little bit. And then it soon dried up, very soon. But when it began to drizzle, you had the desire and you were praying in your heart that it shouldn't rain. Father, you are praying, Father, it shouldn't rain right now because the senior pastor is not with us. And I heard from many leaders, many people are watching, and maybe there are some people who have bad intentions, wanting that nothing will happen, no miracle will happen. And suppose it rains very much, then probably they'll be happy. So those who were watching with unfavorable intentions, they shouldn't pass judgment. So I was praying in heart that Father, it shouldn't rain, and also Mrs. Lee was praying that it shouldn't rain. And God just let us feel that it was actually supposed to rain. And then after a little bit of drizzle, we had a very pleasant weather, temperature. And we were in the jumping park, and it was a higher ground. But for the rest of the Muju resort, and also the pensions, the hotels, and other places around the resort, and also there were some in those hotels and other places, they agreed to set up some tents. And after the main session, the retreat was over, first night was over, they went back, and the owner said that the tents were not set up, so they asked why, and the owner said, the manager said, they couldn't set the tents up because of the rain, because it rained so hard. Did it rain so hard for us? No. It was just a little bit of drizzle. But it was not even so far away. It was just around our area. It rained so hard that they couldn't even set up the tents. And after campfire was over, we could check on the road. The roads were totally wet, and so God once again proved that He is with us. And this cool weather is not for the whole Muju. You felt cool when you were on the jumping park. But when some drivers, when they took the vehicles out of the Muju resort, it soon became hot. So actually, even Muju, the area was hot, but the only jumping park was cool. And also there was a driver from outside, because we hired many buses from outside. Also, we invited some of the press people. And these people from outside, they were saying the weather is so good. And there were many healing works, and God is really alive. And so many people gathered, and we were so well organized, and they acted in orderly fashion. So this press, people, they are Christian press. So he was mentioning a mega-sized church. There were thousands of people, but it was less number than us. But they were not as orderly as we were. So this press said that he would write a good article about it. We were taught by the shepherd. We are obedient, and we give out the aroma of Christ. So even the unbelievers and outsiders, they also commend us. And I thank you that you kept order and you followed the instructions. The title of the summer retreat was Spiritual Realm. Spiritual realm enables the things that are impossible by physical means. So I explained about how to experience those works. And I explained about the different principles in the spiritual realm. In the physical world, you have to see each other, feel them, touch them, so that you can feel them. You have to hear their voices. But in the spiritual realm, even though you are far apart from each other, your heart can be connected. You feel like you are there together with each other. And what did you feel? We were not with the shepherd in physical body, but because he harbors this place, we could feel that the space of the shepherd was expanded, enlarged, and we could feel as if he was with us in person. So that is why God gave us this title, Spiritual Realm, and it showed us, let us feel the space of the shepherd. And he explained to us about the amazing works that transcend time and space. And after the sermon, after the message, he confirmed the message by the following signs and wonders. When we prayed with the handkerchief on which our shepherd prayed, he opened the spiritual space and showed us so many healing works and signs and wonders. We played the voice of the senior pastor praying for the sick, and I prayed with the handkerchief. And men of Holy Spirit, they prayed for the sick people. And as always, such amazing works took place. But especially this time, there were so many people who were healed even before coming to the summer retreat. Just by registering as a patient for the retreat, they were healed. And some people, they couldn't come. They thought they couldn't come, but they did change their mind to come. And then they were healed. And some others, they were healed while being in the bus on the way to the summer retreat. So God gave us so much blessing for in this summer retreat. And even before the main session, I received reports of those who are healed, even before they actually came to the summer retreat. So I was sure that such amazing and great works would take place. And especially to prepare for this summer retreat, Mom in Prayer Center, Mrs. Lee, she conducted the healing sessions for 2 weeks, and so many people were healed during those healing sessions. And you will be able to watch the healing testimonies in the Mamin magazine video. But let me mention some of the testimonies. Hyun Kim had spinal tuberculosis. She felt excruciating pain on the back. So she was diagnosed with spinal tuberculosis, and she had a lot of inflammation and pus in the spine. She couldn't even walk alone, and she couldn't do the daily activities. So people helped her to attend the Mom in Prayer Center healing session for 3 weeks, and she repented every time. Until the Sunday, right before, the day before the summer retreat, she had pain. But from the Monday morning, the pain began to reduce. The reason why God let the pain reduce was because if there is a great pain, on the way to the Samaritan, she could have moaned and because of the excruciating pain, because she had inflammation in her spine, and she couldn't have just sat in the bus. She would have moaned and made a lot of noises so that so many people would have worried about her. But because of the love of God, God reduced the pain so that she wouldn't suffer so much being on the bus for 4 years. And she says that it was miracle itself that she was on the bus for more than 4 years. So in the main session on the first night, she could feel the pain reduced significantly. And after the prayer, she could walk alone, she could sit down and stand up. She couldn't even take a step or two by herself. She had to be helped. But during the campfire the next day, it was 2 hours and 30 minutes, and she praised God for all throughout the campfire. We give all thanks and glory to God the Father. Also, there's Chunhua Lee, 59 years old. She registered August last year, and she attended a summer retreat last year for the first time, and she was disappointed that dragonflies didn't sit on her. And this year, she waited for the dragonfly to sit on her, and one of the dragonflies sat on her nose. And surprisingly, since then, her rhinitis was healed. It was last year's summer retreat. You shouldn't misunderstand. The dragonfly had the healing power. She came to the summer retreat, so she listened to the message, and then after that, she was healed. And she always put GCN TV on her cell phone and listened to the messages and received the prayer of the shepherd. And about 10 years ago, she received a cataract surgery. And now she had to always wear the glasses to read. But after the main session on the first night, her eyes brightened, and even without the glasses, she could read small letters. She is 59 years old, and now she can read even without the reading glasses. So Young Moon's father, Changju Moon, 76 years old. He had hemiplegia after carotid artery surgery. With the medical science, he couldn't be healed. So he came to Korea to rely on God the Father. In the last year, he began to lead a religious life. And from March this year, he got better significantly. And he came on a wheelchair to this summer retreat. And how amazing. You can't imagine he had hemiplegia. He had just a little bit of a... It looks just a little bit uncomfortable that he's walking. We give all thanks and glory to God for healing him. In this summer retreat, God, let me explain about the spiritual realm, the works that transcend time and space. And so there were many people who attended this retreat on GCN TV from other countries or on YouTube. So many people got healed, transcending time and space, and they reported their healing testimonies. Some people, they had so much pain and they were healed, and they made a report of their healing testimonies. There were some very senior old people. They couldn't come to the summer retreat, but they watched GCN TV. So after the retreat was over, the pastors got back from Wednesday, and they heard the testimony. They couldn't come to the summer retreat location, but because their body was so weak, so at home they watched GCN TV, the live broadcast. So they received a healing prayer. They attended, listened to the message, and they were watching. This particular member was watching the testimonies. He usually attends the worship service in the 6th century on Sundays because there are many people on the wheelchair. It's easier for them to go there. So every Sunday they check each other. They can see each other, those who are on the wheelchairs. And some people, they have electric wheelchairs. You know, they can operate the wheelchairs by the patients themselves. There was a lady who was on an electric wheelchair who was coming to the church every Sunday. So they knew that she was in a very difficult situation. But when this particular member was watching GCN TV, this lady came up to the stage and she was giving the testimony. And this elderly member, believer, she also had faith and she moved arms and legs, and she could also move her arms and legs. So she was also healed. So she gave her testimony to the pastor and the leaders. And she said to Pastor Myung Lee, the leader said, they've never seen her so happy. So you can gain faith when you actually experience God, His power. So she gained faith while watching GCN TV live broadcast. There was more than 200 people attended the summer retreat on GCN TV live broadcast. And there were 20 healing testimonies were delivered to the pastor of Delhi Manmi Church. He was here in Korea, and the church members, they were attending the summer retreat in India, in Delhi. And many of them are healed of various kinds of diseases. A member called Sonu of Delhi Manmi Church, after attending the first night main session, his mother was relieved from, delivered from evil spirit. So even through the internet, demons left. Also, many people attended from Spain, and we have healing testimonies, real-time healing testimonies. There was a person called Ibani, 45 years old. She had ringing in the head and also piercing pain, vomiting, and stomachache. And after receiving the prayer, she was completely healed. So she sent a message to the pastor. We give all thanks and glory to God the Father. And also, we have many testimonies from those who came to Korea from other countries. They registered as patients from their countries, and then they came to Korea. So we have many testimonies too. We have Nakagawa Megumi of Japan, Nagoya, Japan. She had a bladder infection, severe. Once she had so much pain and chill, she couldn't even move well. And she had to go to the bathroom every half an hour. So it wasn't easy for her to come. But she registered with faith. And she got better ever since she registered as a patient. And in the summer retreat, she had to sit there for 3 hours and 3.5 hours. And she was sitting there without going to the bathroom. So it means she was healed. Also, her mother had bleeding in the brain. And then she had hemiplegia on the left side. And she registered as a patient on July 25th, and since then she could walk. Also, there's Lun Guosha. She had cataract, and right at the moment she arrived at Incheon Airport, she got better, and in the summer retreat, she was completely healed. And Zhang Chen, he had back pain when she was coming to Korea. And in the bus to going to the summer retreat, she was healed completely. And also, Dai Su Hui, since she came to Korea on August 2nd, until the 6th, she couldn't go to the bathroom for 5 days. For 5 days, she couldn't go to the bathroom. She didn't have any bowel movement. And then after receiving the prayer, she had the bowel movement right away. And if you don't have it for 5 days, how hard would it be? And also we have many deaf and mute people who came from many other countries. There were 28 people who came from other countries and 25 grown-up adults, and all of them felt the fire of the Holy Spirit. Those who had internal problems, they got better. And out of 25, 24 of them said that their hearing got better. You know, they had this tingling sensation in their ears, and they could feel something. They could hear something dimly. And those who were healed last year, they can hear better. They can hear louder sound. And also Korean deaf and mute people, out of 11, 3 of them are healed, and 2 of them had their ears opened last year in the last summer retreat. And this year, they can hear better. And one of them can hear for the first time this year. So the deaf and mute people, you think so many people begin to hear, so you might feel that it is something easy, but actually it is impossible. By medical science, they couldn't get better at all. And only by the power of God, power of the shepherd, they came to hear, and they hear better year after year. So they can slowly learn to speak. So from other countries, there were many deaf and mute people who were watching GCN and who got healed. So even now we are receiving many healing testimonies. So you can also check yourselves. And those who are healed, you can send your testimonies to WCD and also to your pastors, parish pastors. In this summer retreat, I only relied on the power of God. When so many people get healed, I believe that when so many people get healed, the power of the shepherd will be revealed, that it will be proven that God guarantees our shepherd so much. So when I first heard that I had to speak for the summer retreat, and when I first decided that I would do it, actually I felt quite burdened, you know. Actually, it was all done by the senior pastor. He harbored everything. He did everything. And for about 2 days, I felt very burdened. How can I do it? But later, I realized that it is not me who is doing it, and the Father is doing it. And also, I realized that the shepherd is harboring it so much, so I don't have to worry about it. So I had peace in my heart. And for about 2 weeks before the summer retreat, I had peace. And also even during the summer retreat, I had peace because God was with us. The shepherd was with us, with his power. I was thinking, Father God, let it be happier than ever. Let there be more power of God manifested than ever. As I said, so many people are watching it. So many people are focusing on this summer retreat to check if the power of God is still manifested. Those who are in the summer retreat, they all love the shepherd. And we all believe the work of God. And we do experience the work of God relying on the power of the shepherd. Today's reading passage is about God choosing Moses before the Exodus and sending him to the sons of Israel. God said, through you, they will come out of Egypt and the father's will be fulfilled. But Moses thought, how can they trust me? He was afraid. He wasn't their leader yet. And if he went there, if he goes to them and say to them, God established me, God said, you have to follow me. Then how will they follow me? So he asked God, what should I do? Then God said, I will show God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob through you. So, of course, the sons of Israel, they believed in God, but because they didn't have so much faith, they couldn't experience the work of God by their own faith alone. But when they, of course, they knew about God. So, they knew God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. So, for Moses, if he said, God will work through me, then the sons of Israel wouldn't understand. But if he said, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob will work, then they could understand that the God could work for them. So God said, I will make them believe when you explain yourself and myself to them in this way. So if so many people get healed by relying on the power of the shepherd, so many doubts will be shattered away. And when many people from outside, they watch, they can still feel that God is with us. God is God of our shepherd. And all mommy members are calling on the name of God of our shepherd. And if maybe some other people, they just test God by saying God of our shepherd, there won't be any work of God manifested. But we believe, we trust that God attests to our shepherd. And we trust him. We trust the shepherd. So that is why when we say, call on God, God of our shepherd, God shows his work. So everything was the power of the shepherd, and it proves that God, our shepherd is true, and he's innocent, and he's true. And because we believe that we could do it, I know that you didn't come to some retreat looking at me. I just relied on the power of the shepherd. I relied on the shepherd with my trust in him. And God guaranteed our shepherd. And we love our shepherd. We trust him. We rely on him. And God accepted with joy. And he's with us. So that is why there were so many signs and wonders manifested in the summer retreat. And he's encouraging us. And we understand it very well. So let us remember what happened in the summer retreat and let us be changed, transformed into good, a flock of my main flock of the shepherd. And God who worked in the summer retreat, he is still working today. We had the athletic meet in the morning of the second day. Even before it began, God covered the sky with the clouds and he gave us a heavenly breeze. So in such a cool weather, we began this summer retreat. Those who are in Seoul, when they were in Muju, they had this in the summer retreat, they had this cool weather, but when they came, when they went back to Seoul, it was so hot. During the day, it was 26 degrees. That was at noon. That was at noon, it was 26 degrees. And in the clouds, there were many kinds of shapes, and in the sky, God formed this heart-shaped cloud so that we could feel the love of God. And there were many kinds of shapes formed in the clouds, so you can see them, look into them, and send photos to the broadcasting room. And in the competition, goodwill competition, we were all united together. Those who were cheering, those who were playing, they were all doing it in orderly manner. And look at the sky. It looks like it would rain, but it didn't rain at all. And at about 2:30, 3 o'clock, it rained. And one of the things in the marathon, the whole field was covered by the clouds. Look at the field. It's like the whole area. Could you repeat it? There was a little bit of sunshine, then the whole field was covered by the clouds, the shade. How can we cover the whole area? We would have had to so many hundreds of poles to put the cover. But look at the picture on the left when there was sunshine. It was when we were not doing anything. You are all under the cover. But for the marathon, for men, they had to run 12 laps. And Mrs. Lee, as soon as they announced that it was going to be 12 laps, Mrs. Lee said, "Oh no, they can't run 12 laps." And because senior pastor wasn't here, Mrs. Lee was so concerned that nobody should fall. But even with a cool breeze, actually it was a hot summer, so she was telling me that they had to run only 7 laps. So I said, "Mrs. Lee, we have to do it. We should do it just as the senior pastor was here." Then God covered the whole field with the clouds. So all throughout the race, they had this shade all throughout the race. So nobody got injured. There was no small incident. And even when senior pastor was here, the same thing happened. But when I actually paid more attention, so the broadcasting room, they made this comparison. So please remember, keep in mind the kind of work that God showed to you. For God, there is nothing impossible. So God worked in so many wondrous ways. We experienced so many things in the summer retreat, so you can rely on God in various aspects of your life and experience the power of God. The winner for this athletic meet this year was the third great grand parish. Other than that, first, second, and branch churches, they all did well. After the athletic meet, you had your own time or mission group meetings or other meetings. And the final official event was campfire. So I went to the jumping park at 6:30 p.m. for the sound check. So it was so cool. So I was a little bit worried. Maybe some women members, they would feel cold. And isn't it something amazing that I had to worry about being cold? Some of those women who are weak to cold. So then I thought maybe probably they wouldn't feel cold because we're going to sing and dance and praise God. It started from 7 and the main event started at 7:30 and it ended at 10. So when I went there at 6:30, there were some people who were already there. So they were standing there for like 3.5 hours. At that time, the temperature in Seoul was 31 degrees. But at the jumping park, it was 23 degrees or 23, 24. It was going down to, at 9 o'clock, it was going down, it went down to 22 degrees. And also you watched, we had this fireworks. Some of you are taking videos or photos. And some of you took a photo. And look carefully in the circle. The dress shirt, tie, and navy pants. And when you were watching the fireworks, Senior Pastor was also harboring us in the heart. And if you look at them closely and carefully, you'd probably find the shapes of the shepherd. Preparing for the campfire, I thought the sacrifice of the shepherd changed us. And so we wanted to show to God that we were changed by the power of the shepherd, by the love of the shepherd, by the sacrifice of the shepherd. So we wanted to praise God with singing and dancing. And 1 Peter 2:19 says, "For this finds favor if, for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly." So we bear with this. We take up this sorrow and we offer ourselves before God with our aroma of thanksgiving and joy, and the Father was pleased, and He was comforted also. Faith is the assurance things hoped for and the substance of things not seen. So, because I believe in the power of recreation 100% that will be revealed after this, I could sing before God joyfully. And according to our faith, God will show His works. As we believed, there will be perfection and completion of the power of recreation. We have witnessed the amazing and great works that are still taking place through the power of the shepherd. Even in the scorching hot weather in summer, wherever those believers are, those who love the shepherd, God allows us cool weather. So when we prayed, relying on the power of the shepherd, so many incurable diseases were healed. And so you witnessed all these signs and wonders. And this is the fruit of the shepherd and the accomplishment of our shepherd. So to enable, to make this possible, to make this happen, there were many volunteers who, leaders, I would like to call out all the names, but I can't. Please be understanding. And I thank you all. And also there were many people from other companies of outside companies. And also I give thanks to Muju Resort. And also they also thanked me in person too. And also I give thanks to volunteers, performing arts committee, all the leaders of men's and women's mission, and also all the performers, singers, the band. They're not even Levite full-time workers in the church. And they, while practicing for this retreat, they couldn't do their part-time jobs. And I believe God would bless them even more greatly. And also, I give thanks to all strings, quartet, strings and brass ensemble, and all the members who prayed for this summer retreat. And also, I give thanks to Mrs. Lee, who prayed and fasted for this summer retreat. And I give thanks to all branch church members, from pastors and members from other countries who attended this summer retreat. And above all, I give thanks to our shepherd who harbored us and who probably earnestly prayed for this summer retreat much more than when he was with us. And probably he wondered about the results. After the first day, after the second day, he must have wondered who won the athletic meet. So they made a report to him. And I give all thanks and all thanks to our beloved shepherd. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, God of our shepherd, God of Manmin, who blessed us so much in this summer retreat. Let me conclude the message. For the past 36 years of history of Manmin, we have seen the power of the shepherd. So through that power, we were assured that there is spiritual realm, God, the Lord, heaven and hell, so we could lead an enthusiastic, passionate religious life, Christian life. And especially in this past 2018 summer retreat, God showed His power greatly. And He proved and attested to, guaranteed, that our shepherd is so guaranteed by God. And God shows us these many signs and wonders, and what should we do? Let us be more passionate in our faith. Let us remember all the teachings of the shepherd and walk in the light, walk in goodness. There shouldn't be any passing judgment, condemnation, slander, gossip. Pastors, and if you pass judgment and condemnation on those pastors, also, you shouldn't pass judgment on the leaders. Then God hates judgment. It's not you. Actually, when it wasn't so much, I was thinking, maybe I should I write to senior pastor and report it? But we don't want to make the senior pastor worry about anything. So, do we have to hear from senior pastor that you shouldn't do it? We've heard from the senior pastor. We've had such a gracious everything in the summer retreat. And there are so many testimonies. And I was very encouraged. But by Friday, not so many people, but just a few, with their own righteousness, they pass judgment and condemnation. I hear about it and receive reports about it. And I was very sad. God loved us so much and God blessed us so much. And these people are not changing. And God is not pleased with, of course, most members, you have nothing to do with it. But now, if there is anybody who is passing judgment or condemnation, you have to teach them that they shouldn't do it. And such writing, you shouldn't read it. You shouldn't pass it around. Just block them. You might say, oh, I just somebody sent it to me, so I read it. But God is watching everything. God loves us, loves Manmin so much, and we have to accomplish a lot of things, so there shouldn't be any gossip or trying to find some sins, asking about sins of other people. God hates it, so the key is goodness and love. The key to open the spiritual realm is goodness and love. So with thanks to the grace of things for the grace of God, we should just change ourselves. We should be more passionate, more faithful, without getting discouraged. And let us just look up to New Jerusalem. And let us not forget the space of the shepherd, the power of the shepherd. And we have to also understand the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. When it drizzled a little bit, the leaders, they really prayed hard, earnestly prayed in heart that the Father, this time it shouldn't rain. They didn't put all the responsibility and blame on the speaker. But all of you, with the heart of the shepherd and with the heart of the speaker, with the heart of mindset of the ownership, you prayed earnestly. So when we were with the senior pastor, we were comfortable. So he did everything. But rather than being immature that way, we can understand now how much effort and prayer shepherd must have put in. Because I was there. I had to expend all my effort in the athletic meet. I had to pray that nobody would get hurt. And if there was a little bit of sunshine, then Father, let it not be hot. Father, let it be cool. And until the end, Father, let there be no small incident. And after the first night was over, even during the night, I had to pray that during the night, Father, let the members be healed, let them recover, let them be healthier. And I kept on praying. And after the retreat was over, on the way back, whether it is privately owned vehicles or buses, Father, let there be no accidents. And also I had to pray about the finance, the budget. When the shepherd was doing it, I was comfortable. But now I realized that there was a firework, let the ashes not fall on the eyes of the believers. And also, for every single thing, I had to pray about every single thing. So I realized that's what the shepherd did when he was watching. When he was focusing on everything, sometimes he was talking with the leaders, but he was focusing on the athletic meet. Sometimes he is watching, but it looks like he's not really watching it. Then I realized this year that he was praying in his heart. While I was praying for the sick people, when I pray for the sick people in the other countries, I do it in other countries, but this time I was praying for the sick people. And by the end of the prayer, it's not really pain. Maybe it's a pain. Because of the pain, I couldn't pray any longer toward the end. So maybe I was wondering, maybe I expended too much strength and too much effort. But then when I went back to my seat, it was okay. It's because I expend all my strength and power and energy into the prayer. I had never experienced such a thing before. But this time, I think God let me feel how much the shepherd harbors us, how hard, how earnestly he prays for us. So when you pray with all your heart, mind, and soul, you could feel something like this. I felt something physically. And I have no problem, but toward the end of the prayer, I felt that kind of pain. But then it was okay. So I could feel for a moment that the shepherd puts in all his expense, all his hard effort, strength and energy and mind and soul. So let us understand the sacrifice and love of the shepherd. Let us rejoice and be thankful and obey and be united. Then in order for us to be united, when the leaders, you have some difficulties, you can't really say you have difficulties. I don't say I have hardships, not because there is no hardship. You know, hardships, there are always hardships. Suppose you run a 100 meter dash, doesn't your breath get shortened? They all have short breath after running 100 meter dash because they run with all their strength. So after the mini marathon, even though they run slowly, they all have short breath. They all get exhausted. When you do God's work with all your strength, of course, things will be hard. But I take them kind of for granted. It's something natural that we have hardships. But if you lose strength and lose encouragement, then that means we don't really understand the hard work of the shepherd. When children are little, they only ask. They keep on asking parents. They don't know anything about the parents' hard work. But when they grow up, they understand the hard work of their parents for providing for the family. So if they are mature enough, they want to do something for the family. So let us become this kind of mature leaders. And our shepherd has been enduring with us. The Father God has been enduring with us. So let us understand His love. And let us please Him. Let us not forget the grace we received. Let us keep on praying fervently so that the blessings will overflow. Let us rely on the power and space of the shepherd so that impossible will be made possible. Somebody said they had a dream and before the summer retreat, and they were sitting in an exam. They were solving some questions. And the first question, because of this wrong answer, the second question, it is correct answer. And the circle covered this the X of the first question. And in the dream, they couldn't remember what the reason was. But they're listening to the message on the first night. For this reason, it was X for the first question. And for certain reasons, they understood that they couldn't get the answer. But the second question is that, but because of the love and sacrifice of the shepherd, they could receive the answer. And then after that, they were healed. This is true that our faith is not enough. But through the faith and the sacrifice of the shepherd, everything can be made possible. So let us rely on God's power, the shepherd's power. So let us be able to give glory to God in all respect.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. by the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.